الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة معراج المؤمنين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام، brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and because of Iman we have to view everything around us differently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Shariat, Deen of Islam, which is complete, which is perfect, which is divine, which is sacred, which is protected, and which is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every aspect of life has been determined, has been stipulated and outlined by the Shariat of Islam. No section, no field is left untouched. We have stated previously, any locality, any country, any area has three difficulties: to revive, one, distribution of wealth, number two, distribution of power, and number three, distribution of land. Concerning distribution of wealth, we have stated a few words. Concerning distribution of power, something has been said about it. Today, I would like to skim over some principal texts concerning the distribution of land. First of all, internationally, people hold various views. Some say that the land belongs to the state, that the sole owner of that land is the state administration. They are the rightful owners and they are the only owners. And the people have to pay rent, or they lease the land from the state, or they are controlled totally by the state. And indirectly, the state also administers and supervises that land. They cannot buy that land or sell it. They cannot transfer ownership. In fact, anything they do on that land, they must get permission from the state, then do it. That is one view. Another view is that the people, the populace, they are the sole owners of that land. They can buy, sell it, they can lease it, they can rent it, they can cultivate it or leave it, they can construct any structure on it or leave it barren, they can do what they want on it. The state has got absolutely no control on it. Islam, respected elders, خير أموري أوساطها, that the best of ways is the middle course. Islam says that there is a thing called private ownership. A person can own that land. He can buy it, he can sell it, he can rent it, he can lease it, he can cultivate it, he can build structures on it. But the ultimate owner will be the state. Why? When the state decides at some time or on another that the state requires that land for the benefit of the locality, for the welfare of the society, for the benefit of the community, for the upliftment of the country, for the poor people, then that the state can take the land. Land basically is divided into various categories or types. One is conquered land. Number two is contractual land. Number three is land owned by Muslims. Number four is state land. Number five is barren land. And number six is free land, natural land. Number one, the conquered land. Conquered land is divided into two categories. One is the land was conquered after fighting. We'll term that as ghanima. And Surah Anfal in the Quran and Kareem discusses that land in detail. And one land type is without fighting, the enemy surrendered, or the enemy ran away, or the enemy states that the state must take that land over and gave that land over to the Muslims without any fight. We call that in Arabic faith. And the ayat of faith describes that part of land. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba has been reported, and there is one particular incident I want to refer to. One sahabi left his property, his land, his jewelry, his wealth in Makkah al-Mukarramah and he migrated to Madinah al-Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the masjid and he was divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Alimul Ghayb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allamul Ghuyub is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge of the unseen, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely inspired. Sahabi came into the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that the transaction that you engaged in is a cheap one. Meaning that you lost your land there. You lost your property there. You lost the jewelry there. You lost your wealth there. But you have transacted it for Islam and Jannah. That is a cheap transaction. Meaning those Muslims who left their land and came, they lost their land. During the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslim empire was approximately 1 million acres. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into contracts with the Jews and the Christians, the people of Najran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Christians of Najran, he entered this into a transaction, a treaty. And the treaty was that they will remain the owners of the land, but they will give half produce to the Muslims. And also, they will not disturb the peace of the Muslims, and they will not harm the Muslims or plot against the Muslims. The Banu Nadir, the Banu Qaynuqa, and especially the Banu Nadir, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered them, the Jews, then the land was given to the fighters, generally. The general principle is, conquered land is given to the Mujahideen, the fighters. At that stage, when the Banu Nadir left, and the Muslims got that land, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Ansar and the Muhajireen, and he called the Sahabas, and he told them, there are two options here. One is that we mix the property conquered and the personal property of the Ansar, and we divide it equally amongst the Mujahideen, amongst the fighters of Islam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appealed to the Ansar and requested the Ansar. He said the Muhajireen, those who have come from Mecca, they are poor, they do not have land for cultivation. So we should give that land to the poor Muhajireen. Sahaba are Jannati. And Sahaba are the best people chosen for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for companionship.
a Ansari Sahabi got up and represented the Ansar and said, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, that let alone give the conquered land to the Muhajirin, that if you want our personal property to, we will give the Muhajirin. We will give our personal property to the Muhajirin. This is how the Sahaba behaved. That everything, whatever indication Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, they were prepared to follow. The Wadi Asura, same principle applied, that it was given to the people there, inhabited, as under the protection of the Muslims. The outline, the area of Fidak, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took possession of that. After his demise, it went into the Bayt al-Mal, the Muslim public treasury, because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anbiya Wasallam, they do not have any inheritance. Their estate is not divided. This principle was adhered to during the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and during the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there came a time of conquering of Syria and Iraq. Syria and Iraq came under the control of the Muslim Empire in the era of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And during the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a consultation that what must we do with the land, the conquered land. So few Sahabis said, no, it must be given to the Mujahideen, the fighters. And few said, no, the state must take control over it and provide for the needy, the poor. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sided by Sahaba like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who openly later praised the decision of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabas had no differences amongst themselves. These Ba'athir people say the Sahabas had differences amongst themselves, especially the Khulafa'i Rashidin. These people are false to say that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided that the land must be taken by the state for the welfare of the society, for the welfare of the locality, to draw benefit and to draw earnings, so that the Mujahideen, the warriors for Islam, the fighters of Islam, the soldiers of Islam, later can be remunerated, paid salary from those lands. It was decided after a lengthy deliberation, which is recorded in the books of history. The land of Mecca, after the conquest of Mecca, Nabi Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left them. He did not interfere there. Those people who had the land, he said, that land belongs to the original people. As far as barren land is concerned, barren land, not used land, Allama Badruddin Aini, rahmatullahi alayhi, says that the government must help the populace who take over the barren land by giving them some allowances, some financial aid to cultivate and develop those lands. So barren land taken over by the populace, the government should aid them. Land is no one's property. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens these days, that as soon as government comes into power, when this party is in power, then that party is eating fairly well. When the other party comes, then they eat fairly well. And when the next party comes, then the minister says he got no land, he got no house, the minister says, one minister says, then they say, okay, there is a public park, they build your house there. How are you going to get the public park under your control? That we will do under the table for you, provided you give a share in your ministry in some part. You eat a little bit, I will eat a little bit. That is modern government, modern politics. Dirty, filthy, rotten, financially corrupt, all over the world. It happens this way. Islamic system is just equity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens to the question of nationalism? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a property to Bilal bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala for cultivation and development. During the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that you are not developing all the land given to you. You are only developing a portion of it. Therefore, the state takes the other portion and to give it to someone for development. So, When the state gives a person the land for development, it must be developed. And you can request the state, Muslim state, Islamic state, for aid and assistance, financial aid and assistance for development of that land. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some Sahabas, they occupied a land. It was later discovered that that land, there was a salt lake in that land. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that land now belongs to the state. Why? Because the state will take benefit from that land, and what was hidden has now been revealed, so the state will take benefit from that land and provide and help the poor, the needy, the widows. But remember, in an Islamic state, it is like a welfare state to cater for those underprivileged, to cater for the poor people, to cater for the needy, to cater for the destitute, to cater for those who do not have. The Islamic state, not the Muslim state. Many Muslim states, there are over 52 of them in the country. Muslim states. Like how we got Muslim names? We got Muslim names, but whether we are Islamic, that's a different issue. We got beautiful names. Whether we are Islamic, that's a different issue. What do we mean by that? I've got a good name. Do I adhere to the commandments of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Do I follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or ape the West? So remember, respected elders, everything Islam has got a solution for, everything has been stipulated, we do not have to suffer from any form of inferiority complex, everything has been recorded, it is upon our research to find out what Islam is saying about it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon these, live upon these, make our masajid abad, unify us, remove our petty differences, and everybody should make dua for rain. Everybody should make dua for rain. And those who do not and who have not paid their zakat should pay their zakat. One of the reasons why rain has been withheld is that either we don't pay our zakat or we pay the zakat in the wrong places, and adultery and fornication becomes rife, or the people begin to weigh less. They begin to, when they transact, they give the shortage in weight or shortage in measure. All these things, transaction must come right. Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with us. Otherwise, the animals will suffer because of our amal, let alone human beings.